This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I have been working to invent a new spell called the Gift of Lesser Talk. It doesn't seem to be helping with my small talk at social gatherings, and I often find myself drained. Magic may not be the answer, but I know therapy can help. Do you know what's the right amount of socializing for you? Or how you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to stop draining your social battery and start living your best life. Therapy has allowed me to focus on better interactions in my own relationships so I can really enjoy my life and share the things I value with friends. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real, and you can rest easy knowing the twists and turns of our recent misadventures have been resolved.
And along those lines, I just want to add, you don't owe us anything for freeing you from that mental prison.
Great. Good to know.
Exactly. I mean, please don't feel like you're indebted to us or like you should spend the rest of your life paying us back.
Got it. I'll make sure not to feel that way.
Okay, cool, because we're just ready to put the whole thing behind us.
It's just that you seem to keep bringing it up.
You at your absolute lowest moment.
Us literally swooping in to save you from danger like two eagles rescuing...
Rescuing a little baby.
A little baby duckling.
Yes! Nice ad.
Thank you, fellow hero.
Okay, the important thing to remember is that moment is over, and that everyone out there who is probably sick of reliving it can sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnini Camp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 8 years and 2 months ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, the strange familiar, in the town of Nibblebottom, at the base of the unnameable mountain in the magical land of Foon. And if you're wondering, yes, I have a mohawk. I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Shunt the Talking Badger.
No. Introduce the three of us as gauzy beards. I have an emotional poem to read.
Okay. Yeah, and I've got to say, Chun, your swoopy mohawk looks great.
Thank you. Your regular mohawk looks amazing.
Thank you.
So it makes you like 7'2". And let me read my emotional poem. So this, I call this an emoem. Mm-hmm. You know, because we don't really play instruments. I mean, I've sung songs before, but okay, here's my emotional poem. And if you guys want to make like woo-woos or something in the background, feel free.
Sure. Oh, and also Usador has a spiky mohawk.
Oh.
Meet me there in the blue where words are not, feelings remain, sincerity. Trust in
Woo-hoo.
Me. Throw myself into your Usador. Throw myself into your Usador.
Woo-hoo.
Oh, woo. Wow, that was good. Good job, guys. Wow. Well, it feels
great
like we're,
poem.
Thank you. It feels like we're a real band.
Yeah. I feel like I'm the one that doesn't say anything. That's going to be kind of my thing in the band.
Everyone loves the silent guy, Arnie. Everyone. It's so mysterious. People are like, what's he going to do next? Nothing, but there's that anticipation.
Exactly. It's like one of these days, he's going to be involved.
If you really get inspired, you could pick up a tambourine and just shake it a little bit. Or dance, or do
that
both.
That sounds exhausting.
Yusor, I got to say, when I was reading my emotional poem, or emom, it was all kind of a blur. What was the sound you were making?
A woohoo!
And did you have a song, too? I'm sorry, a poem, too?
Sure, I can come up with a poem.
And just to be clear, before he starts, I'm going to do nothing.
We knew.
Oh, Arnie, maybe you twirl a drumstick in one hand?
Maybe.
Ooh, that's pretty good. Magic. Magic boils and bubbles in my very blood. And now we head towards disaster and flood. Death and portents of evil abound. As we run ourselves into the ground. Death, death, death from above. Your love fits me like a glove.
Dugu. Yes. Woo.
Wow.
Wow. We all did so great.
We all did so good. We all have a type. Like, we're all a different type. Like, I'm the sort of emotional one. I don't know if you guys noticed, but I put eyeliner over my entire body.
Yeah, I did.
And I don't know if it really shows because I'm already black and white, but I feel like it's popping. I hope it's popping.
Sure.
Yeah, you seem wetter than usual.
Thank you. Get wetter.
And Ani, I thought for a second you were going to do something, and then you didn't. That was great.
That was so cool. Oh, should my new catchphrase be get sad?
Oh.
Instead of get wet, get sad? Is that something? We should all have new phrases.
All right, my new catchphrase, since I've got a classic mohawk, is I pity the foon.
Okay, Arnie, okay.
Pretty good, pretty good.
Pretty good. Mine'll be get sad.
And mine will be, keep on pointing.
Huh. Okay, let's workshop one of the three. I don't want to say which one. Usador, could you do, since you have the spiky mohawk, could you have like, you know how you love rocks?
I do love rocks and birds.
Maybe you have like a rock, but it's not just a rock. It has like a dog collar on it, like it's a punk rock.
Oh, you think I should have a punk rock?
Yeah, like it's a little punk. Like it eats and then leaves the table without excusing itself.
Rude.
Or like it doesn't clean up after itself, or like it pisses on the floor. Like it's a punk rock.
Inexcusable.
Yeah, it's a punk rock.
Well, that sort of behavior makes me furious.
Yusor, have you considered moving past rocks and getting into metal? Like your new hobby could be new metal?
I never even thought of that.
Oh, and your new phrase, you know how you have those blue eyes? Your new phrase could be, look into these eyes. And that could be fun.
Yeah. Okay, look into these eyes.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Okay, things are shaking out.
Okay.
Gaudy beards. Well, guys, probably time to get to the guest, and I should say that I brought a guest today. It's an otter. Wait, hold on.
It's my job to bring the guest. Last week, you brought a guest.
I know, which is why I brought my guest. It's an otter. His name is Uncle Pistachio. Let me see if I... Oh, he's a slippery guy. So this otter is not a typical otter. Mm-hmm. This otter is a mechanic. Now, what is a mechanic? I don't know, but we're going to find out if I could just find Uncle Pistachio.
Oh, he slipped right under the door. I saw him.
Ah, fuck. Ernie,
just slipped away.
Well, my guess was going to be this bowl of raisins.
It doesn't matter, for I have once again brought a guest. I, Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas, known to the elves as Fiangyalak. Known to the dwarves as Zonin and Hookstanges, and known throughout the Northeast as Gasmanius Maystar, look into these eyes.
Keep on pointing.
I have brought a guest again. For I outrank you, Arnie, and I have decided that this week's guest shall be none other than the mysterious and fascinating Resilience Mumford of the Sunfolk.
We have ranks.
Hello. Hello.
Hello, Resilience.
Hello. Oh, I can't... I can't believe I'm here. This is so exciting. Ah, the strange familiar. Wow. Thank you for having... Oh, Arnie, is that you?
Yeah,
oh,
it is me.
Yes, Arnie, I should tell you. I was talking to Resilience outside of the bar. He found his way here.
because he's a big fan of yours.
Oh.
Yes. Oh, my goodness, Arnie. We've been talking about you down in the Southlands.
Oh, that's exciting.
A merchant came through and pray tell told us that you have slayed the Arnor?
Well, yes, I did slay Arnor, the greatest warrior in all of Foon, making me now Arnie. Kind the greatest warrior in all of Foon.
I mean, past tense of slay is sled, but anyway.
Well, can I buy you a grog? I mean,
sure.
I'm with a celebrity.
I mean, you don't have to. You don't have
no,
to.
No, come on. One grog. One. You know what? Can I buy you all grogs? What's everyone drinking? Grog? Everyone doing?
I'd love a grog. I haven't had a grog in ages.
Oh, could you get me, I don't know if it's still on the menu, could you get me a Wade grogs? They serve it in like a little pool and you can kind of walk into it and drink it.
Sure. Absolutely. One Wade grogs, three regular grogs, barkeep.
If we can get anything.
Yeah.
Can I change mine to a Peter Rose?
Okay, sure. One
that's
Wade grogs, one
Hold on,
Peter
Rose. Cheating. You already put in your order. That one doesn't count.
Oh, I'll just have a grog. It's fine.
I'll have a Walton Groggins.
Okay. Walton Groggins? What? Yeah, you know what? Let's just get a couple rounds. We'll have a couple rounds coming in.
Yeah.
You know,
get a grog flight.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yes.
And Resilience, get yourself something.
Okay, all
on
right.
On your tab.
Yeah, tab, I would like to treat myself to just some, we'll do a Lygonberry Spirits. Lygonberry Spirits.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, our skin can react. To various types of grogs that you have here in Nibblebottom, so I have to be careful as a Sunfolk.
Wow.
Yes.
Now, Arnie, have you ever met one of the Sunfolk before?
I haven't. I don't believe so.
Oh.
I'd love to learn more about the Sunfolk, though.
Yes.
Well, in Resilience, as you already know, Arnie's from another world.
Yes.
From another world.
Yes, so I hear. Yes, the Sunfolks, we're located in the Southlands, and we roam the lands, we live off the land, and we follow where the sun is setting and where the sun is rising.
That seems like most places.
Well, yes, it's the way we do it is a little bit different, though.
They're more folksy. And sorry, I just want to make sure I caught this.
Yes.
Your name is Resilience Mumford?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and you're a Sunfolk?
I am, yes.
Okay, just sometimes when I hear the words Mumford and Sun, both.
Right.
In the same. Okay.
Yes. My name is Resilience Mumford, and we are the Sunfolk. And yes,
I'm
you
sorry,
know.
I didn't put that together, but I'm cool.
Yeah, well, y'all say you're very cool, yeah.
So cool.
Yes. Resilience Mumford, and I also have a son, and when we go out, I'm actually Resilience Mumford and son. But I didn't bring my son today because I didn't want to talk about violence in front of my son.
Oh, sure.
Violence? Now, I've spent some time with the Sunfolk, but I don't know your ways particularly well. But it seems like you said you follow the sun.
Yes.
So doesn't that mean you walk east every morning and then west every evening and you're kind of just covering the same, you're just kind of going back and forth?
That's right. We're a pendular people. We start at one side, we go back, and then we swing back the other way.
Huh. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I knew a metronome who was a Sunfolk, maybe. Do you have gnomes, metronomes?
Oh, yes.
Met rural gnomes myself.
Yes, we have the Metronome Academy down in the Sunlands. Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, and they do have special majors that allow you to go back and forth and learn all kinds of stuff. Okay. Yes.
That's so cool. I knew one Sunfolk. He was a little lion man. I never got his name. He was kind of a piece of shit. And I say little lion man.
Some of us are.
I don't know if he was just little or if he was young. He seemed just little. He seemed to know a lot of words he should know if he was young. But anyway, I'm so sorry. So you follow the sun. You go back and forth. What else?
Yes, we go back and forth, and we rely on the things that can grow in the sun. You know, so, of course, everybody knows what I'm referring to, barley gourds. We mostly eat barley gourds because of their high fiber and their protein.
I love a barley gourd.
And we also, you know,
I'm so sorry. I'm from another world, so I don't know as much about barley gourds. They're high fiber and their protein.
Yes, they're high fiber, high protein barley gourds. Essentially, they grow from the ground, and you hit them once on the top, and they crumble. And then you take that crumble, and you make what we like to call a cereal. And then you eat that cereal in the mornings, and you eat it in the, you know, before bed. That's essentially how we sustain ourselves, is through the barley gourd.
All barley gourd all the time.
Yes. We prepare it in a lot of different ways. We add a lot of spices and seasonings and different sort of tinctures to it as well to make it, it taste it. My older brother is actually, he's a well-known cooking personality. He goes from sort of tribe to tribe down in the Sunlands and teaches everyone how to cook.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Nice. Oh, what's his well-known cooking personality? I might know him. I'm a bit of a chef and gourmand myself. What's his name?
Yes. His name is Guy Fury. His name is Guy Fury, and he, he goes on his chariot from one place to another.
Yes, and he travels quite a bit, yeah.
He does, yes. He travels, and he speaks to a lot of people, and he goes through how these restaurants are cooking their barley gourd, and then he tastes them at the end.
Okay.
And the folks who are assembled, they simply watch him chew. And they watch him swallow, and they listen to whatever noise or sounds he makes, which is so usually along the lines of, oh, that's good, that's splendid, you know?
This is crazy. I know Guy Fury, but here's the thing.
Yeah.
Last I heard, of course, Guy Fury, he was very angry, no offense.
Yes.
And I heard he got so mad, he went someplace and the food was so bad that he got so mad that he put sauce on a donkey and the donkey kicked him or something. Anyway, they ended up chaining him to a wall.
Yeah.
But I guess now what you're saying is he's off the chain?
Yeah, he is off the chain. He is definitely off the chain.
Cool.
And
this,
you know,
vaguely reminds me of someone from my world, but their name is Guy Fieri.
Oh.
What was the last one you said?
Totally
what did
different.
You say?
Farari? Sorry, I don't need to talk about Earth stuff.
Cut him off. He's had too much. You've been overserved, gentle sir. Fieri?
So wait, is your brother, he lives in Flavortown, right?
Yes,
or that's
he
his
does.
Base?
Okay. Yes, he's based in Flavorton. Yes.
Oh, Flavorton. My apologies, I've never been.
Mm-hmm.
I've only seen it.
Okay, maybe you have the
clearly
Arnie
a tourist. You're clearly a tourist. You're walking around Flavorton calling it Flavortown.
Always a tourist, never a tour. Yes, I know what that's like. Yes, my brother lives in Flavorton, and quite frankly, that's one of the reasons I came up here on my quest.
Sure.
The Sun Council is getting a little bit, the Sun Council is, of course, our tribunal. They're getting a little, how do I say? They're getting a little, too comfortable, making us uncomfortable.
Oh, yes. I heard your very brother was almost burned at the stake.
Yes.
And now he wears a tunic with flames on the bottom to commemorate the time he escaped.
Yes.
Well done.
From almost being burned at the stake.
Yes, absolutely. It was rare, but definitely that is what happened to him. And he was well done.
And I also heard that there are so many people, he's so afraid of assassins that he wears his sunglasses on the back of his head.
He does.
Well,
you've heard of my brother.
A little bit. Hold on. I think all Sun people wear sunglasses on the back of the head, don't they? Or he wears his upside down?
He wears his upside down. We all wear them on the backs of our heads depending on what time of the day it is and where the sun is. But yes, he wears his upside down because they have little mirrors in them. And the mirrors are able to reflect in a certain way so you can see someone behind you. So let's say somebody was throwing an orb at you, right?
Sure.
But they were to your back.
Classic.
You would be able to stick up the right hand and knock the orb away.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite moves. There's the
put
your fist up and just knock someone out.
I've done that in so many fights. I will just whip my arm up in a closed fist and I just pray to the goddesses that someone runs into it. I've never quite timed it right. Typically, I then just get punched in the back of the head so hard. But one of these days, it's going to work out. It's going to look
land.
So cool.
Yes.
It'll look so cool.
When you make contact, that's going to be so satisfying.
So here's my question. I'm the greatest warrior in all Foon.
Yes, you are.
But maybe I haven't been in so many battles. If someone sneaks up on you and throws an orb at you, are you like, what's the deal with this orb? Like, why an orb? Is this orb going to do something?
Right. Usually the decision to throw an orb would mean that they were hoping to injure whatever cephalational thing you may have on your shoulders. For me, it's a head. Right?
Okay. Right.
But perhaps perhaps that you've got a different cephalic organ up there.
Okay, sure.
It may be a different shape, depending on what your, what your bloodline suggests.
We're all cephalic, yeah. Your cephalational. Yeah. Oh, that's bad, Artie.
Now,
EMFU.
I want you to lay out the potential crimes of this Sun Council right after this break.
Ooh. Absol would be happy to.
That's so intimidating. Good. With your hat, Isidore, when you point right at him and say, I want you, it's just so intimidating. Mm-hmm.
Keep on pointing.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
So, Resilience Mumford.
Yes.
Resilience, is that short for anything?
It's short for resilience is best.
Oh.
It's a virtue of the Sunfolk, actually. Many of our names are phrases that have been shortened. And the first word of the phrase is the name by which we are known.
I see. Huh.
And I hear that some of you play, I don't know if, I don't want to assume that you do, some of you play the Resolute?
Yeah, we do, yes.
Wow.
Yes, yes. It's what all the young folk learn in schools. When you're in fifth grade, you get a Resolute and you
young
play.
Young folk, that's not you guys, is it? Young folks? I don't think that's you guys.
The young folks? No. We're the Sun folk, but I'm saying.
Okay. I thought you said young folks, and I was like, that wasn't.
Yeah, No. The young folks, those are our sworn enemies, the young folks. We're the Sun folk, but I'm saying we have youngsters.
Yeah, okay, I get it.
This is what the council has done. The council has taken all of our main ideas that we think on a daily basis, and they've flip-flopped them around. In fact, my sister Abstinence, she has been going through...
I'm so sorry. I have to ask this, and I apologize for interrupting you.
Arnie, she's not looking for a date, okay?
No. I'm not on the market currently. But what is Abstinence's full name?
Abstinence is best.
Okay. Yeah, I get
it. It's always a virtue amongst the Sun folk that abstinence is best.
So you're saying amongst the Sun folk,
yes,
resilience is best.
Yes.
But also abstinence is best.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes. That all of that is right. Our entire family, we are the is bests. In terms of our first name. I mean, our last name is Mumford, but we all also share the same middle phrase, which is best.
Right, but that's just one family within all of the Sunfolk.
Yes.
The Sunfolk know me as Notch.
Yes, that's right.
Which is, of course, is short for take it down a notch.
Right.
Oh, it's short in the back.
Yeah, right. Party in the front.
Exactly, for some names, they party in the front.
Now, Resilience, can I ask something?
Yes.
Abstinence is great.
Abstinence is best.
Butt stuff is different all over Foon, right?
Yeah.
But stuff is different all over Foon.
Yeah, I don't know what my question is here, I guess, but I'm just saying, like, I respect your beliefs.
Right.
But stuff is different all over.
Right. Yes, and I apologize. For a moment, I thought you were talking about my childhood friend. Butt stuff. He's from the is required family. The middle phrase of them is required, so butt stuff is required.
I gotta meet this friend. Is he around?
I wish. Okay. I wish. He's chained to a wall by that despicable council.
Oh, no. The wall.
And also his cousin soaking is a thing?
Yes. Yes. Yes, his cousin soaking is abs. His cousin soaking actually has a seat on the council.
Oh.
Yes, which is disturbing.
Okay, so you're not happy with the council.
No,
You've got some major beef with the council.
Yes.
The beef council.
Heaps of beef with the beef council. So what, Resilience, I guess, what can we do for you, one, as a band that does bad poems, and then two, as some people with a bit of power behind us? I mean, you got a shapeshifter, a wizard, and Foon's mightiest warrior at your
Foon's
beck and
call. Greatest warrior.
What did
I
say?
I don't know.
Oh, boy.
Well, let me take that first question as a band. What you could give me as a band is, something upbeat, but not with too quick a tempo, but something that gets really to the heart of traveling. You know, as somebody who's gone for a really long time, if you could give me a little number, a ditty that would sort of, move along with me, if that makes sense.
Okay. Mm. Okay, boys, you asked for a little number. Here we go. One.
Is the loneliest.
Arnie!
What?
Did you see that?
He did something.
Oh, he did something. Oh. Holy shit.
No, you don't understand. I've already lost my thing.
Usor, is he going solo?
He might be. There's no way to tell.
Sorry, Resilience. We have some band shit to work out. Should we go to therapy?
It couldn't hurt. I think
document that. Maybe that's the podcast now.
It worked for Metallica. I mean, I think they probably didn't have any more problems, right?
Wait, I'm sorry. Therapy. That's actually Buttstuff's brother.
Oh.
Yes, so therapy is required amongst the Sun Folk as a virtue or an aphorism. You should.
Interesting.
You should go to therapy.
Yeah.
You all should. We all should.
Everyone should.
Yeah. Buttstuff therapy. Everyone should try it.
At least once.
At least on my birthday.
Yes. What better day? The day of your birth?
To really reflect and look at what choices you've made.
Absolutely.
In the last couple of seconds.
The invagination from which you emerged on your birth is a good day to consider these things.
Yeah, yeah.
The thing you could really do to help me is, being in your presence, how did you do it? How did you do it? How did you slay Arnor?
Resilience
got out a little notepad.
Okay. Well, now, I don't know if you've heard all of the stories and songs about me slaying Arnor. Here's the thing.
Okay, can I just interrupt you for a second? I'm so sorry. I'm so glad that I'm the only one that has to read this. Can you read this? Can you read what I've written down here?
No.
Exactly.
Is that shorthand? No offense, you have very short hands.
Thank you. Thank you. They're my mother's. No, it's not a shorthand.
Hold on. They're your mother's?
They have my mother's hands. I was outgrossed with my mother's hands. I have my father's nose and my mother's hands.
Okay. And everything else? Who can say?
No, yeah. Everything else is up for grabs, as you say. We don't say that, but you say, up for grabs.
Do we? I'm so sorry. Just a quick band meeting. Guys, do I say that?
Up for grabs? Most episodes.
Yeah. Is it up for grabs, whoever wants to answer that between me and Usidor?
Good question.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Are we hanging out too much? Because now are we all saying the same phrases? Up for grabs?
Well, I picked it up from Jamie and Sammy. They kept saying that they were up for grabs, and then they'd look at me expectantly, and I was like, what are you going for? So... I
don't know
from them.
I don't know. Yeah. Get wet.
Yeah, I learned it from Kevin Bacon, who's up for graboids.
I don't know, graboids.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's Bacon. All right. Earth people are old and loving it. I'm so sorry.
Resilience. I'm so sorry. I interrupted you.
No. You interrupted yourself. Well, no, you did interrupt us first.
Yeah,
but then
I
interrupted you.
Yeah,
but you know what? Then, we were full. We weren't saying anything.
We went off
good.
Track. Yeah.
Listen, what you were about to tell me, Arnie, was how you brought down Arnor. That's where we were.
So what I would like to say first and foremost is it was
you can't believe everything you hear in songs.
Sure. It's true.
Yeah, someone once told me that if you leave someone flowers by the stairs, that's a surprise that lets someone know you care. And I did that to someone, and they were allergic to flowers, and they died.
Someone once told me, hey, now you're a rock star. I am not.
Someone once told me that there was a girl who cried a whole river and it drowned the whole world.
Oh.
It's very sad, but I don't think that happened.
Yeah.
I would have remembered that.
Oh, absolutely. Sorry, we got off track again.
What? Sorry,
somebody told me that I was your boyfriend, but you know what? That person was a killer.
Ooh. Resilience, I'm so sorry. You've been so positive and so kind and patient, but earlier you said you didn't want your son to see violence?
No, yes, I don't want my son to see violence. That's right.
Oh. And I'm sorry, does that mean, and I'm sorry if I'm jumping the sword here, does that mean you're here to fight Ernie?
No.
Oh my! No way! No, I'm here to learn how to fight from Arnie.
Oh.
Are you kidding? Okay. Arnie, I couldn't take you down. Ooh. Are you serious? I mean, from all the way down here, how could I possibly take you down from all the way down here with these hands?
Hey, stop! I mean, hey, if you're gonna have to touch me with your mother's hands. But you know what?
They're the only ones I have.
Yeah.
These are them. These are the only two.
It sounded like it came from a song, but it sounds awful.
It's got to be a shirt, right? We got to make that a shirt. Touch me with your mother's hand.
So, well, here's my secret.
Yeah.
I'm just lucky. You know what? Like, Arnor came at me.
Yeah.
And I didn't try to kill him, but I think inside me, I have this innate talent for surviving.
Oh.
And so... You just got to train so much that your subconscious is doing the work.
Sorry, in you or in Nate?
What's that?
In you or in Nate?
Yeah, in Arnie or in Nate.
Was it in Arnie or
was it who's in Nate? You? I haven't met
really,
Nate.
Really, the sword was in Arnor, actually.
Oh.
Because, you know, he came at me, and I didn't even have a weapon, I don't think. It's hard to remember. And he just kind of, like, bounced off. I just sort of moved. I was like water. You know, here's another one. You write this one down. Just be like water.
Be like water is very rare where we are.
Oh.
So I hear what I'm saying is I hear what you're saying. Be rare.
Sure.
Be rare. Yeah.
Be
rare. That's good. Be rare. And and it sounds like it was done because inside in your subconscious, you knew it was to be done.
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, it was an accident. But yes. But I think way down there, I probably knew. I knew I had the will to survive. You know, here's the thing. You got to want to live. A lot of people forget that part. I'm such a good mentor. You got write that one down. You got to want to live.
You got to want to live. If I handed any of you this, you wouldn't know where to start or where to end. I'm saying this is awful handwriting here.
Yeah. What I'm saying is... Totally genius and makes a lot of sense.
Right.
But yeah, your writing.
My writing is awful, but I know what it says.
If you understand it, then I don't think we need to understand it unless you need us to understand it for some reason.
No, I don't need you to understand it. Yeah, that's what I'm asking you for. Okay. You already know it.
You do like to show us how bad your handwriting is.
I do. It's like a vehicle collision. You can't look away from how bad this handwriting is. You know,
anytime I see two carts by the side of the road, I just got to see how the horses are doing.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Don't I know? Yes. Mm-hmm. I got caught up on the way up here from the Sunlands because of that. Total groggleneck down there.
Oh, what do you
groggleneck?
What do you drive? What does a Sun person drive?
What do I drive? Well, typically Sun the Sun people we ride Sun Dragons, but for me my Sun Dragon is in the shop, so to speak. So I'm not riding my Sun Dragon right now. I have a loner Sun Dragon.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Is that it out there?
Yep. That's it. That's the Firebird.
Wow, no top. That is a naked Firebird. Well,
yes,
it has pants on, but no top. Wow.
Really, it is not great with the precipitation you have here in Nibblebottom, if I do say so myself. You live in a wet, damp place.
It's weird how your dragon has a painting of a dragon on the side of it.
Yeah,
that's actually a custom down with the Sun Folk. Yes, is to have a little picture of whatever it is that you're using right on top of whatever you're using.
Huh.
So we've got drawings of knives on knives, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Knives on knives on knives.
Yes.
And I think what they do is they decalcify the dragon in certain areas, right?
They do, yes, yes, yes. Yes, they're all squishy and pushy in case you need to accelerate. Yeah.
That should be my nickname. How have I never thought of that?
Squishy and Pushy?
Squishy and Pushy.
What a great nickname for you. You already named your buttholes,
and we definitely remember what those
names are. You've named all your buttholes?
Yes. I gotta ask. I never even thought to ask. How many buttholes do you have, Resilience?
Me? Typically at the Sunfolk, we have anywhere between 6 to 8 buttholes.
Why? Six to eight buttholes and butt stuff is different. Oh my God.
It's why it's required, because most of us is butts. So you have to if you want to get anywhere, do anything.
But holy people?
Yes.
Some people are holy people?
Yes, right. Yes. We are but holy people. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let us all contemplate the holiness of the Sun Folk while we listen to these ads.
And when we come back, I'm going to train you to kill.
I can't wait.
6 to 8 buttholes?
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, Resilience. Take out any weapons that you have. Put them on the table.
Big ones, small ones, round ones,
almost
square
big
ones.
As my head.
Yes, Chunt.
Square ones.
Chunt, be careful around this one. This one could. Ropes. Chokes.
Put up with a lot of weapons.
Yeah.
Wait, 6 to 8 buttholes, ropes, and chokes? I gotta get to the Sun.
You've gotta go to Flavorton.
Yes,
I know.
Definitely standing invitation to come down to Flavorton to see my brother.
I would love
to have any or all of you come down there. And I hope you like to eat. And I hope you like to sleep.
Oh my God, I love both.
Good. Good. Great place to do both of those things.
Why are you so heavily armed, though?
Yeah.
All right. I'm heavily armed because my goal was to take a sojourn to gather the strength, knowledge, and courage to come back and take down the Sun Council. And these are the tools.
But then you got sidetracked because, you know, Mrs. Buttercup in some town wanted you to collect 10 onions or some bullshit.
Ugh.
Always some nonsense like that.
Sounds like someone's been on a sojourn before.
Yeah.
Yourself, yes, yeah. Oh, gosh, yes.
You gotta stop doing side sojourns.
I'm sorry. I think I'm gonna get something good out of it, and then I bring her 10 onions. She's like, "Here's an onion pie." Well, thanks for fucking nothing.
Yeah, she did that to me, and it was like, I'm like, I can't find the 10th onion. I've been looking for weeks, and she goes, "Maybe it's in my bedroom." And I was like, "Come on, what are you doing?
Hello,
what are you doing? I've got a journey to take. How dare you?
You can't platinum life."
100%, Arnie, 100%.
I'm sorry, but the whole point of your sojourn... Yes. Go ahead.
Oh, yes, well, that was it. Yeah, the whole point of my sojourn is to gather the knowledge, and if I'm honest, this is my final stop. This is the final... Nibblebottom is my final stop. From here, I will go on to do the deed. So,
What were your other stops?
Oh, well, before Nibblebottom, I went straight up the Stranglehold. And I went to
Stranglehold. Yeah.
I went to the Centerlands. What happened there stayed there. I'll just say that. That's all.
Sure, sure. Probably swung through Fingaria after that, I would imagine.
I did. Yes, I did. I swung through Fingaria. I stopped at all the farms, just like they say. Right. And that was beautiful.
I hear Fingaria is beautiful this time of year.
It is. Yes, yes. This time of year is beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yes, this is the time to go. The hinterlands are a little chilly, especially for some folk like me.
Sure.
Super accelerated the Firebird through that. Right. Yes, stopped at a hill station, took a wee. Wee, of course, being the native plants, I took a crop of wee just to sustain me. Yeah, did you know that wee is a hallucinogenic plant?
No,
hallucinogenic
no.
properties?
I'm not familiar with it, no.
Oh, yeah, the wee is a great, it's a great plant. I definitely recommend it. You see various beasts of many colors. You know, if you scare easily, it's not good. But if you a good time, it's great.
I guess I've been at parties and I've heard the phrase, pass the wee, but I didn't know, I guess I just didn't know.
Oh, yes, no, that's what it is. Yes,
yeah, or people would be like, it smells like wee in here. And I was like, I don't understand. Hmm. Okay, it's all making sense.
Yeah.
See, I've been at different parties where they say, like, let's play wee.
Yeah.
Like, and then I just see them swinging their hands back and forth, and they say, tell me they're playing tennis?
Right, that's the hallucination. That's exactly what happens when you hallucinate with wee. You imagine you're riding carts, playing tennis, golf.
Ten pins.
Mm-hmm. Yes, 10 pins. Yes.
And eventually you're like, I don't know, maybe Wii Fitness is a good idea.
Yeah, that's what you may think that, you know, but then it wears off and you realize it's not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A friend of mine would play Wii, as you're describing, Isidore. Her name was Callie, Calibration, and she was always a bit off. And I feel like anytime she'd be like, do you want to play? I was like, something seems amiss. There's something quite not registering. I don't know if I want to do this. So me and Callie parted ways, but hopefully she's still out there doing her thing.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't Callie's fault. It was her boyfriend, Drift.
Yeah, no, I understand. We have a Martha Place. Is a person, and misplaced can never be found amongst the Sun Folk. So we have people like that too. Understand?
Sure. But I noticed at the end you said you're going to do the deed. You're going to do the thing.
Yes.
What specifically?
I'll take down the council in the back.
So you're going to do the damn thing? Whoa!
I'm doing the damn thing. Yeah.
Wow.
One in the back, two in the front, three in the side.
That's the dream.
Four on the bottom.
Checking orbit, the back of the heads. What are we talking about?
Orbs here? To the heads. We're talking absolutely orbs to the heads. We're talking about, lances to the pantses. I'll take a lance and throw it at their pants.
Yeah.
Every single one of them.
Psst, Arnie, remind me if I ever kill another blue tiger. I want one in the front, two in the back, three in the side.
Sure.
Remind him.
Oh, you heard? Okay. So lances in the pantses.
Yes, couple lances in the pantses. And then, I'll just get...
Swords to the gourds?
Oh, yeah. Swords and orbs to the gourds for absolute sure, yes. Mm. Yes, and these,
Mace to the face?
Yes, exactly.
Axe
in
your backs?
Yes. And this one ski to each knee.
Knife in your wife?
Well, their wives.
Is your wife on the council, though? Is your wife on the council?
Well, my wife, but not their wives, you know?
Sure.
Their wives is a different story. And my wife, we're in a tavern, right? It's okay to speak freely.
Yeah, we can get a little naughty, a little rowdy.
When I get home, I'd like to do a different deed with my wife.
Sure, okay.
I miss my partner. I miss, yes. So,
Albert.
Yeah, but.
Their beard.
But that's.
What is your wife's name, by the way?
Oh, my wife's name? I told you my sister's name is Abstinence. Mm-hmm. My wife's name is Sustenance. Yes.
She sounds like a lot.
She is. That's why we get along. She's a lot and I'm so little.
What is Sustenance short for?
It's for Sustenance is Impossible. Because of the sun. Going back and forth with the sun, there are limited things we can grow. So, so she grounds me.
Sure.
Oh,
that must be tough to be in your room for days on end.
Yeah, but I deserve it, It keeps me in line. So I, of course, I'm supposed to think about what I've done. And so I do a lot of thinking for all the doing that I'm doing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does she also ground your son or no?
Yes, she does ground my son as well.
Okay.
Yeah, she grounds us both. So we're just two ground boys thinking and thinking all the time.
Yeah.
Boys in the ground. We make our own t-shirts of the Sun Folk too. You know, and that's a shirt that my boy and I have made.
That's nice.
Yeah.
It's nice. Nice to do that together.
That's so sweet.
Can I confess, I am riddled with worry that I may never see my boy once I, clear the council.
Aww.
And that's something I've been thinking about this entire sojourn.
Do you really want to kill the entire council? Like,
well, maim at least. I mean, come on. You know, you've got to send a message here.
Sure.
You've got to send a message. What they did to my
brother. And what are you mad about again? And I'm so sorry if I'm forgetting. Like, is it just like they could be doing a better job or... You feel slighted in some way?
Flailing the tail, sorry.
They've imprisoned my brother. They've imprisoned my brother at the Flaverton Dungeon.
Oh, yeah, that's
tried to burn him at the stake, remember?
They did. They tried to burn him at the stake, which for somebody who goes around inspecting restaurants is rude at best. Insult to injury to be burned at any food item.
Yeah, he loves steak.
A steak. He loves a steak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you would want revenge for that. It would start to make sense to do a blackjack to the butt crack.
Yeah, absolutely. Craps to the gaps. Right. Yes. In the center. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Gosh. Anyone want another round, by the way?
I'll take another round. Ani isn't going to be much help to you here. I mean, you certainly should take any advice he has. And he did get very lucky in defeating Arnor, but I'm a wizard, gifted with magical powers, and experienced in battle. And Chunt here has a warhammer.
Mm-hmm. And let me just put it on the table here.
And he's just a nasty, dirty fighting, low biting little bastard. So if you want to put together a party here and get some shit done, you come to the right place. We will fuck this council up.
We're fun at parties.
Really?
We're fun at parties.
You would do that? You would do, it's for having me on your show. You would do that. You would absolutely do that, Usador?
Well, if we can prove that they're evil, you know, that's my whole thing, is getting rid of evil.
I've got receipts. I've got the receipts.
Okay.
I can show you receipts.
Just to be clear,
absolutely.
Just to be on the safe side, your brother's not evil, is he? Like, he didn't deserve the treatment
question.
That he got?
No. He's misunderstood. He's not evil. He's misunderstood.
That's a red flag.
A scythe?
Misunderstood
to the
about
Wait, I'm sorry,
about
red.
What?
I'm sorry, in red flag, a flag of surrender?
No.
What does that mean
culture,
here?
Of course, that would mean. It's more of a, how would I put it so the Sun Folk would understand?
Flag of desperation, flag of perspiration.
It's more of a, it's a flag of, it's more like a sitting down.
Oh, okay. Okay,
you know, it's more like, well, what the hell is that guy doing?
Why
is
it down? See.
We're pendulous. We move around.
I see. Red flag. Okay.
Yes.
A point of caution.
Exactly.
See. I'm sorry. Yes, for us, those are checkered flags. Okay. I see.
Great.
I apologize. Now I understand. Sure. When you finish a race, they lower a red flag, but if there's something you need
to
worry about...
When you finish a race? Oh, my goddesses? You're wiping
yes.
out
no,
entire
no,
races?
No. When you're a competition trying to see who is the fastest,
okay,
a red
I thought
flag.
It was like, we killed all the mole people, then I was like, oh, my gosh. Okay, I see.
Oh, no, I'm not a monster. I'm not a monster trying to kill an entire race.
Just the whole entire council.
Yeah, just
said
a council.
Too many times.
Yeah. He said I'm not a monster 3 times, and his eyes didn't blink once.
Now look, if you're a monster who's trying to kill an entire race, you have to tell me that's
I'm law. Not. I am not. On my
okay.
honor. If I could borrow yours on your honor, too, I'm not. I'm not a monster, okay?
I don't think you get to swear on someone else's honor. That sort of defeats the purpose.
Okay.
Resilience, don't listen to Usador. Don't listen to Chunt. Look.
What?
Huh? I can tell you want to be a killer, but you're just a sweet, sweet boy inside, right? I mean,
yes,
maybe I'm being
exactly.
presumptuous, but take it from me. Yes, I killed Arnor, and it was an accident. And yes, in my time in Foon, I have on a few occasions witnessed or been at least partially responsible for deaths. And I'm going to be honest with you, it stays with you. It doesn't feel good. And even if it's a just death, whatever that means,
it's going to haunt you, and it's going to change you. And I don't want that for you, Resilience.
Ah, wow. That really hits home. You're right. I am a sweet boy, and from a candy man like yourself, that really means a lot. And
candy man?
Yes, you strike me as...
Oh, I gotta start going by that.
You gotta go by Candyman.
Candyman?
You really are, I mean...
Don't say it again.
Don't say it too many times.
Candyman?
Candyman?
No, I can't say it again?
I'm gonna have to get up and come over there. I don't want to do that.
Okay. Okay, maybe you're right. Maybe I don't want to kill the council after all. Maybe I shouldn't. Is that what I'm hearing here? What I'm hearing is I shouldn't kill the entire Sun Council.
Is this an elected body?
The Sun Council?
Yeah.
Yes, their bodies are individually elected.
So, can you just become one of the council and try to change it from the inside? Do the hard work?
I could. It's a lot of handshaking and filling of holes.
Are you sure? You're really, every vote counts, huh?
Yeah.
Stay in line.
Yeah.
If you're not a Sun Council member, stay in line.
I have said this time and time again. Every vote counts. It's very important that we vote in our local elections and that we have important democratic representative government, but above them there should be a king and a queen who can kill anyone they want.
System but works.
That is the Sun Folk system, and I had mentioned before, you asked about our number of buttholes. Each person gets the number of votes you get corresponds to the number of buttholes you have.
Holy fuck, I gotta run for something. Oh my god. And Resilience, I just want to... Oh, that's amazing. Resilience, I want to apologize. I know we kind of put you through the ringer, but it's just something with, you know, you're a Sun person, and
yes. We
just had to kind of screen you to see if you're here to kill Arnie, or if you're here to be a fan, or get advice, or whatever, or take money from us, or rob us. We just don't know, and we have to protect ourselves. And we have a phrase here. We have a phrase here amongst the three of us, which is SPF. Should protect friends. We always should protect friends. We've said that 40 times, 50 times.
We just want to make sure you're not a mole.
At least 50.
Yeah, at least 50.
Absolutely. No, I appreciate it. If you let one in, then it's a cancer that spreads throughout the entire, and you do not want
it. We just
got to
keep our eye on you, basically.
Yes. Right. And we said it 50 times. I wish we would have started sooner, but I think it's going to be okay. I think Resilience, I think you're okay.
Oh, good. I'm glad you can trust me. I'm really glad that you can trust me. Is anyone hungry, by the way?
Starving.
Can we get
Famished.
Food here? Yes.
Oh, yeah. There's great food here.
Okay.
Mozzarella ones and Foxface. They just added Foxface, Arnie's favorite.
I have been having a lot of digestive problems the last few weeks. They kind of come and go, so I might avoid the food. Also, the food here is terrible. The food is really bad.
He's wrong. He likes earth food, and they think they make this meat that's in a tube that's already cooked, but it's cold, and then you heat it up and put it on a bun? What the hell is that?
Ugh. Why would you put cooked meat in a tube? What a waste.
I don't know.
What a waste. Yeah, well, then never mind. I've honestly lost my appetite.
Okay.
For killing and for food. I'm not hungry either, it turns out.
I'm still hungry. I'm going to have rooster's feet.
Rooster's feet for the whole table.
Oh, did you say rooster's feet? Well, there's always... I've got a second stomach for rooster's feet. Are you kidding me?
Got room for a rooster's foot.
Yeah.
Ooh, can I get some donkey dongs? Order donkey dongs.
And an order...
With dipping sauce.
Yes, with the animal sauce.
You have a second stomach? I've done such a bad job of interviewing you.
No, you've not at all. Yeah, I've got a second stomach. Well, I should say, the Sun Folk, we have two stomachs. Yes, so I'm able to eat as many donkey dongs as I need to.
It's incredible to me that you have two stomachs when you're only 4 inches tall.
Yes,
yeah,
right.
Where do you put it?
Right. Oh, well, the second stomach folds. Let me unfold it for you. Sorry, I had to kind of knock it out of place there.
I didn't want to say anything before, but I couldn't read your handwriting because it's tiny.
It's so small.
Right. My handwriting is small.
Arnie should know that the Sun Folk grow much taller in the sun. Here in the cooler climes. You get up to what, like 2 feet?
Yes, yeah. In the hotter months, yes, we get up to 2 feet tall.
Pretty incredible.
Tops, I would say. That's the tallest we get.
Not the bottoms?
No, our bottoms actually shrink in the sun.
Weird.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It sort of makes up for it. That's how our bodies are able to metabolize food.
Year round.
Yeah. We grow and we shrink.
So you're not going to kill the Sun Council, no?
No, I'm not going to. You've convinced me. You guys, you've honestly convinced me. There's too much to live for. There's too much to not die for, you know?
But if they continue to harangue you and cause trouble for your family, even though I suspect your brother's up to some weird shit, you come back and you tell Usador and Arnie and Chunt, and we'll be there by your side.
Oh, I will. I will. I absolutely will. And just to know that you would do that for me means so much. I wish I could stay here, to be honest. I wish I could stay here with you and not go back. I love my family. I love everyone. But I love you guys. This is wild.
Resilience.
You know?
It's so true. Nice.
Thank you. We like you so much.
We like you so much. Why don't you help us answer some of these emails?
Sure. Oh, I'd love to.
Let's see here. As always, you can email me at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address. Here's one. Hey, guys. Longtime listener. First-time caller. I love your show.
Careful, Arnie. Careful.
Mm-hmm.
I think hey, guys, was the start of one of Usador's spells last episode.
Oh.
So just be careful. Just be very careful because you might...
I thought it was just the start of my new song. Hey, guys. Hey, guys. Don't dream it's over.
Sorry, Arnie.
There are a lot of people in this tavern. It's a crowded house at this point.
It is. It really is. I love your show, and I tell everyone, whether they want to hear about it or not, winky face. I am starting a new job so I can finally justify the Patreon subscription. I have a question. Does this include all of your content, including the other spinoffs like Offices and Bosses, Earth Games, Behind the Tavern, I Am Spintax, etc.? Or is that just the Stitcher Premium account? Keep up the great work. Thanks, Jason. Jason.
Arnie, is this a plug disguised as an email?
This is a legitimate email I got from someone thinking about getting the Patreon, and I thought it's important to say, yeah, Jason, all the Magic Tavern spinoffs, all the sweet, sweet Magic Tavern content is available at Patreon.com/Magic Tavern.
What was that winky face about?
Yeah, I really got hung up on that part, too. All I could hear was, like, imagining the times I've tried to explain the show to someone and then going, uh-huh.
Like one of their eyes is falling asleep?
Yeah,
like having
exactly.
a stroke.
Is that
exactly.
what a wink... That the sun folk, that's what a wink is.
Oh.
Is that not... What's
no,
happening?
It's more like a sign of disinterest and disdain.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, let me say, Jason, there's a lot of great content, and there's constantly more. I mean, we recently went and spent a night in a haunted horse for Usador's uncle.
For my uncle.
For Chunt's uncle.
What? Well, great. Now we're going
to
do another
episode.
Oh, wait a minute. When you guys said uncle, Uncle Pistachio hopped in my lap. Are we ready to interview Uncle Pistachio, the otter mechanic?
Well, maybe next week.
Oh, he bit me. Oh, I think you pissed him off.
Would you like me to bite him back?
Confidential to Jason from that email. The question isn't can you listen to all those spin-offs, but should you? Because sometimes a thoughtful walk out in the sunshine beats season 8 of Offices and Drip Fang or whatever. Winky face. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. I've never thought of this, but funny how for someone named Young, listening to him should make me feel so old and tired. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Resilience Mumford was played by Neil Dundade. Follow Neil on Instagram at Neil Dundade. Got in there early, Neil. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, given life by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Supporters like Jason Bradshaw, Sean Frederick, Alexis J, Captain Jessica Staples, Super Soldier and Office Supply Mogul, Ruben Cabrera, Connor Bevins, Love Carlson, Miranda Wayne, the aimless millionaire of Gotham City, who couldn't possibly be the same person as our dark protector, Sex in the City Man, Alec Gerchman, Travis Harkis, Master of Eldritch Magic and Country Western Ingenue, Antonio Santos, May Pan, Kyler Wilson, and John Michael Cope. patrons get ad-free episodes, the entire back catalog, including all the previous spin-offs. No one's forcing you to listen to all of them, Jason. And at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. To learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer and individual of ever-growing power, Anna Hoverman. This episode edited by Anna Hoverman. See, she's everywhere. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. Well, it's getting late. I should find out how much this Earth Institute has atrophied in my absence.
Absolutely, you should look into that. But first...
Do you think he's ready?
Oh, he's ready? He's gonna love it.
What am I going to love?
Okay, sir, considering what we've all just lived through, the epic experience we shared, well... Craig and I were talking, and...
And we're developing a screenplay.
What?
Oh my gosh. Just saying it makes it feel more real, you know?
That's what setting intentions is all about.
So, wait. You're turning the last few months, perhaps the worst of my life, into a movie treatment?
Yes, but we're not taking meetings about it right now. No crossing the picket lines. WGA strong.
Right. Don't replace writers with AI. Though I think I am AI.
But the good kind that wears a fun hat. Anyway, what we have so far is a title. Can I?
Oh, go for it.
Okay. Just picture the poster. One big word. Helpless.
You have got to
Then be. Below it, smaller, how a mighty bunker guardian was overpowered and humiliated, and the two unlikely heroes who rose up to save him.
Should we add, like a baby duckling?
Oh, yes, we should. I'm going to add that to my mock-up. Okay, that's what we have so far. First impressions?
I wonder if I can track down Ward and get back into his illusion world.
Ooh, Stockholm Syndrome. We can use that.
I'm going to order pizza. I sense an all-night story-breaking session coming on.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.